There's just tar, oh.
Yeah, a lot of tar.
The tire, I see, that's I got you, okay, yeah. Now, if someone's going back and forth, carrying, let's say, wood, back and forth, someplace, and say, what would you say he was doing? And if you had to, you were taking, try this way, if you're taking trees out, you know, you're in a field, you cut the trees down and you had to get the stumps out. How do you get the stumps out after you, to get them out of the field? You might use mules and a chain. Did you ever do that?
No, I never did do that.
You had to pull something out.
You mean to get the grain out of the field?
To get a tree stump out of the field. The stump of a tree.
Stump of a tree out of the field?
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of ways to get them out. Now they push the tree down and turn the stump over it. And now when my dad declared his farm, why, we let the stumps rot.
Uh-huh.
And then he planted a peach tree at every stump, and when the stump was gone, well, there's a peach tree there, and we had, not every stump, but lots of peach trees all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And
what, the stump serve as fertilizer then?
It makes a rich place.
I see.
You can take sawdust, rotten sawdust, and it's the best thing you can put on your garden to make it liven up and produce, and it won't burn your garden up, and it'll make it loose. And if you've got by you a home and got you an old poor place for a garden, and you can get some old rotten sawdust, why, you can grow a yard.
You can use wood then as a kind of fertilizer.
I put 13 loads this yard ago for poor. Spaced it out there, buried out what little soil it was here. Well, my neighbors had begun to say, I began to talk about sowing grace. I said, yeah, I'll get grace. Yeah, I need a little grace you grow here on this old farm. Well, I bought every kind of grace the hardware man had, but the first thing I done, I went and got me 13 pickup loads of